For Friday, August 9th, it's the Friday Feature Interview of the Week.
I'm Paul Foster for WNCW. Right now joining me is Dr. David Shockley, the president of Surrey Community College, located in Dobson, North Carolina. Shockley was named the 2017 North Carolina Community College's President of the Year, and he has just completed the role of president this past year of the Community College President's Association, and he's been on the campus of Isothermal, where the group's summer quarterly meeting has just concluded. Dr. Shockley, thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure being here, Paul. Thank you for having me.
Tell us, first of all, about your background, your education before you got to where you are now. And I think I heard something about the Marines. Is that correct?
That is correct. I grew up in Martinsville, Virginia, which is an industrial-based community and has been for a number of years. Much like rural America and industrialized America, the economy was booming for a number of years. And so it was an area where you could have less than a high school degree and a diploma and go and make a good earning living wage for your family. But in 2000, everything started changing in that. And so growing up in that society, you could go to work for furniture, textiles, or those type companies. And so that's the background that I had growing up, had a wonderful childhood and growing up there in Martinsville, Virginia. But then the economy went south. And so I was a high school senior who had not been very successful in the classroom, did what he did, needed to do to get through. And one day, my best friend decided that he was going to go tell the Marine Corps recruiter that he was not going in the Marine Corps. And I told him I'd ride with him. And so I was sitting there. And the next thing you know, we're both enlisted into the Marine Corps Reserves. I went to the Marine Corps Reserves, did all my active duty training, and did everything that I needed to do there. And then upon being released, my educational career began at Patrick Henry Community College on April Fool's Day, which was also the day that I was discharged. I arrived home, and my mother, who had arranged for my classes to be scheduled, said, "It's good to see you, son, but you got class tonight." And so that night I began my collegiate career at a community college. And so it's kind of a neat story. I am a product of the community college and now serve community colleges.
And when we talk about now serving community colleges, how long have you been a part of the community college system?
I've been part of the North Carolina Community College system for right at going on 25 years now.
And what about your venture at Surrey College? Certainly share with the audience some of the details about why you're so proud of what's happening there at Surrey.
Surrey Community College is like a lot of North Carolina community colleges. We offer college transfer courses. We offer a lot of advanced manufacturing courses. And we do that very well, very proud of those programs. And then quality of life courses, special interest courses and things through our continuing education and fire rescue, EMS, BLET, those public services. And so we do that very much like any community college in North Carolina. But what separates us from everyone else is our viticulture and oenology program, which is basically growing of grapes and turning those grapes into some of the best wine that you've ever tasted and helping the North Carolina wine industry grow.
And that might give somebody in our audience a good reason to put on their to-do list a visit to Surrey County in the near future.
Absolutely. And in 2004, it was only a $74 million industry with about 14 vineyards. Now there's over 400 vineyards, 200 wineries that are bonded in this state. And we went from a $74 million industry to a $2 billion industry annually in North Carolina. And Surrey Community College has been right there in this movement from day one, making North Carolina a quality of wine and not trying to be like anyone else in the world, just trying to be North Carolina.
Dr. David Shockley, he's the president of Surrey Community College. He's been visiting here at Isothermal as a part of a big event over the last few days. Let's now talk about this group, the NCACCP. Let me break that down for everybody, the North Carolina Association of Community College Presidents. So what is the group's intentions and its value to the state?
The intentions is, one, is to set policy and to help set policy with the other governing bodies of the North Carolina Community College system. Now, I will not bore the listeners very much, but if you look at pretty much the governance arms, of course, you'd have the General Assembly and the state government, and then we have a North Carolina Community College System Office. Then we have a state board of community colleges, and then we have our own local trustees, which comes out of your local communities. And that's a beautiful thing about the North Carolina Community College system. What really makes us a community college is that we serve and focus on those communities. Well, the President's Association would be the other part of that arm, and trying to help set policy, also best practices, and doing whatever we can out of the 58 community colleges to help move North Carolina forward into education and workforce development and quality of life in our individual communities which we serve.
How many colleges participate in the group here in the state?
We have 58 community colleges, and North Carolina is actually, a lot of people don't realize, but we are the third largest community college system in the United States. And so we are third behind California, Texas, and then North Carolina. And so as a North Carolinian, that's something that I'm very, very proud of. Then you take that, and we have 58, and it goes back into 1963-64 at the formation of the community college system. And the goal was to have a community college within 30 minutes driving distance of all citizens in North Carolina, truly make higher education opportunities and the technical trades and skills available for all North Carolinians in the effort to boost the economics through education in North Carolina. And so that's a special thing to be a part of. And here we are 50 plus years later, and I'm so proud to be a part of that with my brothers and sisters across the state and what we do for our individual communities and taking those individual communities and making North Carolina strong.
It's been good to have the opportunity to meet so many of these presidents that have been on campus. And I'm thinking about not too far up the road in the mountains, the president from AB Tech. And then I meet the president on the other end of the state, nearly in Brunswick County and everywhere in between. So what does NCACCP want to accomplish for the system's students? We also want to remind our listeners, when we're talking about students, when it comes to community college, it's not just those that have just graduated from high school, but so many older adults return to college too, don't they?
Absolutely. When you look at a community college population and that student body, it is well represented and a cross-sectional of the population. Now, we are getting younger with a lot of the high schools. So we will work with the high schools. And some of you have heard of early colleges, and that's where a freshman will come to a community college campus and enroll in high school and college at the same time. And upon completion, the goal is that they will have a high school diploma and a two-year degree, whether it's college transfer or a degree that's technical, so that they can enter the workforce. And then we have high school students that stay at their resident high school, and they're able to enjoy both worlds. And they're able, as juniors and seniors, through College and Career Promise, to take college classes as dual credit. The beautiful thing for those parents of those students is that it saves them money because it's tuition waived. It's not tuition free. The General Assembly covers those costs, but it's tuition waived. And think about a family who is struggling or providing that opportunity for a high school student to get ahead and save money and or to have a career upon exiting high school. That is a beautiful thing. And then, of course, we serve traditional students who are high school graduates who come into the college and desire to go into the workforce or desire to go into to earn a trade and or advanced manufacturing or nursing and those type things and to go to work. But then we also have those adults. And we were also founded under Dallas Heron's ideal that community colleges in North Carolina will take a student wherever they are and take them as far as wherever they want to go.
Final question for you. As we move into the future, what do you see for North Carolina community colleges?
I see North Carolina community colleges becoming ever more important, especially inside of our communities, as an affordable educational option. And personally, being a product of community colleges, I think every young man or woman should consider making that their first stop on the road to higher education. One thing, if they spend 2 years, they would leave with a credential when they transfer on to the university, and that's a wonderful thing. I have enjoyed the benefits of a community college and a university. Both have blessed my life tremendously, but going to that community college first gave me a chance to mature. It gave me a chance to learn the study habits. It gave me a chance to have a small, intimate environment with support. And so I think increasingly, because of cost and also because of support inside of the family and inside of the classroom and with our student support services that we provide, like tutoring and help and those type things, I think North Carolina Community College will increasingly become the first choice for students in going through. And then as we look for 2030 and trying to meet the state's goal of having 2 million additional credentialed future employees for the state and trying to meet the economic needs. North Carolina community colleges are going to be at the heart in that expansion and making that happen. Community colleges will be at ground zero in making that happen through the next 20 to 30 years.
Continued success at Surrey Community College. Our guest, Dr. David Shockley.
Thank you.
You can also check out past editions of the Friday feature online as a podcast at wncw.org.